It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on an affliction I call poweritis. It strikes to varying degrees the vast majority of politicians after they assume office. The daily news is full of headlines regarding government transgressions of one form or another. Such errors are generally the result of an attack of poweritis. I will review the whys and wherefores of poweritis, and then suggest several ways you can personally contain the damage from this rampant condition. Lord Acton wrote in a letter in 1887 that power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Great men are almost always bad men. Fortunately, we don't have many instances of absolute power around these days, as none of our political leaders have declared themselves gods, at least not publicly. Nor are we dealing with obvious corruption. The Rod Blagojevich story will hopefully not be repeated anywhere in our area. No, poweritis in Marin is simply a human condition that has been present since the dawn of politics. Politicians run for office on the platform that they can fix problems. Problems created by their predecessors, or, more pointedly, by their opposition. Once in office, the newly elected may find that the solutions to the problems are not as easy as they appeared on the campaign trail, or new problems arise to which there are not comfortable solutions. So let's say you hold an elected position. You want to be viewed as a problem solver, not a problem creator. You don't want to jeopardize your relationship with your supporters, so you are not inclined to tell them news you know they will not like hearing. Only human, right? Let's further say that your staff comes to you with a problem. The most reasonable solution is an additional tax or the termination of some service your constituents like. You could address the situation head on, but the voters might resent your actions and hand you your head at the next elections. But your staff presents an alternative solution, one that might not be as reasonable or fiscally sound, but the effects are not going to be felt for a number of years, possibly not even until the next generation. So you sit there, weighing your options. Do I choose the reasonable and most prudent thing and take the risks my supporters might get mad? Or do I opt for a little sleight of hand and push the issue down the road, quite possibly after I am out of my currently elected position? What would you do? Some of you might say, ignore the consequences and do the right thing. But others might grudgingly admit they would select the easier option. So the issue of poweritis isn't a black or white one. It has shades of gray. You as a voter must remember that politicians are not moral gods striding the earth as reincarnations of George, I cannot tell a lie, Washington. They are human beings like you and me. They make judgments every day, and the longer they are in office, the more likely these judgments are colored by factors unrelated to good government. This doesn't make them bad people. Just ones influenced one way or the other by the power of their position. It's the reason the approval rating for Congress currently stands at 13%. How do you protect yourself from the collateral damage of poweritis? First, remember the disease has likely affected your representatives. You may personally know an elected official, but you must acknowledge human nature. Don't automatically accept statements as true or in your best interest. And find the local activist group on the other side of a particular issue. You don't have to agree with the other side, but reading its position will help you frame the issues. Then you can make your own decision. Next week, I will talk about a coalition of such activist groups that has formed here in Marin and the actions it is proposing to take to rein in poweritis. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.